Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Louisiana classrooms will now display the Ten Commandments. We're going to be talking about this on this Day of Independence. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, what a great day to celebrate the 4th of July, the Declaration of Independence declared that we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that our rights come from God, not government, and that government's duty is to protect these pre-existing liberties. The Declaration of Independence also goes through a series of indictments at that time against Great Britain about how that government was undermining these God-given freedoms, and therefore it says that the people have a right, they have a duty to change that kind of system, to bring it into conformity, to protect these pre-existing God-given rights, or in the worst-case scenario, to overthrow that government and to start anew. And that's the beginning of the United States, the American Revolution. And today we celebrate Independence Day. It's a unique American holiday. What can be more fitting than something that has shaped American law and government and the very foundation of who we are than the display of the Ten Commandments? The Ten Commandments obviously was given by God to Moses. It shaped not only the Israelite nation and the Jewish people, but the Ten Commandments shaped all of Western civilization. Long before the United States was a country, the Ten Commandments shaped the nations around the world, shaped Europe, all the European nations. The very first book that was compiled of what's called common law, these are laws that were generally practiced by different local areas, called the Book of Dooms. It was a compilation of laws hundreds of years ago. It begins with the recitation of the Ten Commandments. Why is that? Because the Ten Commandments are the foundation of all laws. And that's why when you come to the United States Supreme Court, you will see the Ten Commandments everywhere on the inside and outside of the building. It's the most prominent display of any symbol at the United States Supreme Court. There's about 50 displays of the Ten Commandments, both inside and outside the United States Supreme Court. And the Ten Commandments, by the way, is part of the official seal of the federal Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Matt, today we celebrate as well that Louisiana has become the first state to require all of its public schools' classrooms to display the Ten Commandments. The governor signed the law, which directs all public classrooms from kindergarten to state-funded colleges and universities to post the Ten Commandments in a large, easy, readable font on a poster or frame document. I think it has to be like 11 by 14. And the law states that the purpose of these displays is to educate the public on exactly what you were talking about, on the historically significant documents that shaped both American and Louisiana law. And of course, this is not paid through state funds, but this is simply coming from donations, and all of these classrooms will display the Ten Commandments by January 1st, 2025. I think this is a great decision, and I just hope other states will get the courage to follow suit.
Well, the ACLU quickly filed a lawsuit claiming that it violates the so-called First Amendment Establishment Clause. The fact of the matter is we began litigating, defending the Ten Commandments in the early 2000s, cases involving various places in Kentucky, involving a school district, involving the courthouses as well. Cases went all the way up to the United States Supreme Court. Since 2005, we've never lost a standalone Ten Commandments case or a Ten Commandments in the context of other American law and government documents, or even, for example, in our case, the display that we have frequently defended included not only the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, but also the Magna Carta, the Mayflower Compact, and other documents as well. And when we have done our research, I was surprised back in the early 2000s how much the Ten Commandments literally did influence our law and government. So we created not only briefs that we filed, and we'll file a brief in this case, but we also have a booklet called The Ten Commandments in American Law and Government. It goes through all 10 of the Ten Commandments. You will be surprised. Even the First Commandment has been incorporated in American law from the very beginning of our country.
And all the various towns and cities. I remember writing about this as well, and I was just amazed by all the different towns and cities that have used the Ten Commandments as a basis for their law.
There's a little town in Georgia. Its official seal for the government records is the Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go back in history, why was it like that? Well, for some people that were not able to read, they clearly recognized the Ten Commandments. So when they would see that stamp on a government document, they would recognize that that's an official legal document.
Right. And you look at our federal law. I mean, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal. A lot of our federal laws are also based on the Ten Commandments.
Thou shalt not bear false witness against your neighbor, and so forth and so on. Many of these laws, even the law, for example, the Fourth Commandment, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Mm-hmm.
We have in our country many laws, including laws today,
right,
called blue laws. Now, those blue laws were primarily regarding Sunday, but they were based on the Fourth Commandment, the Sabbath commandment, and they were based on the fact that retail operations should be closed on Sunday. So you have these blue laws where retail operations were closed on Sunday by law, by the way.
Or not sell alcohol, for example.
And even today, you can't sell alcohol on Sunday in many states
mm-hmm.
before a certain time of the day.
Right.
So you can't sell it in the early morning. Sometimes they'll have different times. Sometimes you can't sell it on Sunday at all. But all of that goes back to the Fourth Commandment.
Right.
That's exactly where it comes from. And when you go back and look at these blue laws, or what they call Sunday blue laws, they will reference the Ten Commandments as the basis for it. There's many other, all of the Ten Commandments. Our book, The Ten Commandments in American Law and Government, I encourage you to write us at liberty@lc.org. liberty@lc.org, or call us at 407-875-1776, 407-875-1776. You can also go to lc.org. Ask for the Ten Commandments in American Law and Government. That's the booklet called The Ten Commandments in American Law and Government.
But you know, Matt, this action by Louisiana is so important because children now need to understand the significance of the Ten Commandments. They're not getting this kind of history in most schools.
Right. And you know, it's great thing that Louisiana did, and I'll talk about the constitutionality of it in just a few moments. I think a lot of other states will do something very similar. But you know, this ought to be in our private Christian schools as well.
Yes.
It ought to be in other places, in our churches as well. The Ten Commandments is something that has significantly influenced American law and government, and it has a phenomenal impact on global law. And, you know, if you go to like a Google Scholars type of research database and you type in Ten Commandments of, and you put like an asterisk or some kind of ellipsis after that, you'll see tens of thousands of documents where the title of the article comes up of Ten Commandments mm-hmm. of. Now, it would be Ten Commandments of gardening, Ten Commandments of building a better house, Ten Commandments of fixing your roof. Why is it like that? Why is it not 11 commandments or 5 commandments? Well, it's because the 10 commandments have historically been a shorthand for the rule of law.
Right, but you see why, for example, this organization has filed suit against this. You see why they're pulling them out of the schools. You see why this is happening, because they don't want to be accountable to these 10 commandments.
Yeah, that's right.
And what God has said.
And, you know, the activist Supreme Court in the 1970s created this thing called the Lemon Test in 1971. And then in 1980, without any oral argument, any real briefing, they said Ten Commandments on the classroom walls in Kentucky, they were unconstitutional because the children might look at the Ten Commandments and be induced to obey them.
Oh, dear.
Well, you know what? That kind of activism is gone.
Right.
And thanks to our case, the Shurtleff versus City of Boston in 2022 and the Coach Kennedy case, Lemon is gone. Consequently, it's a new day. You can't use the 1971 activist Lemon versus Kurtzman decision anymore. It's dead. It's buried. And the Supreme Court now says we need to look at the First Amendment Establishment Clause more consistent with its historical meaning and purpose. Well, when you look at it from a historical standpoint, the Ten Commandments predate the First Amendment by thousands of years. They shaped America. They continue to shape America. And that's why you see the Ten Commandments so prominently displayed inside and outside the United States Supreme Court. So continue to follow this case. For more information, you want the Ten Commandments in American law and government, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.